Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedarim. Even though both the father and the husband must be mefer the neder of a na'ara ha'ma'orasa, as we discussed in Mishnah Aleph, neither of them can do it without the other. Nevertheless, their status is not the same. The father has full rights, because she's not yet a Bogeres, and he's had those rights since she, really since she was born, but more importantly, since her Nedarim started to count. He has those full rights, and he maintains those full rights, except that now that she is married, he has to share those rights with the husband who has now entered the picture. The husband, however, on the other hand, doesn't really have rights at all. He has very incomplete rights, since they haven't completed the Nisuin. And so he has never had complete rights, and he won't have complete rights until the Nisuin takes place. And he is only able to be Mayfair because he has the father with him. So the father's right to Afara is the main one, and is to a certain degree absolute, except that he has to make room for the husband. The husband's rights are really just secondary to the father's rights. Therefore, Mishnah Beis tells us, Meis Ha'av, if the father were to die, lo nisrogna rishus labal, the husband does not have all the rights returned to him, which would theoretically give him the ability to be mefer on his own. Rather, he is unable to be mefer at all because he needs the father and the father is dead. On the other hand, meis habaal, if the husband dies, then nisrogna rishus labal, then the rights revert fully to the father, because after all, she's still a Nara, and she never left his Rishus, and therefore, he has the full right to be made for his Nedarim alone. Bazeh, says the Mishnah, Bazeh yafekocha av mikoach habal. In this halacha, right, the father's rights to be made for are greater than those of the husband. But there is another area, another halacha, in which the husband's rights are greater. Right, b'davar acher yafekoach habal mikoach av. What is that area? Shehabal mefer bebeger. The husband's rights are greater because once they complete the nisuin, the husband will be able to cancel her nedarim as long as they are married, regardless of her age, even if she is a full adult, a bogeris, over the age of 12 and a half. V'ha'av, whereas the father, eino mefer bebeger, the father can only be mefer up until 12 and a half years old, no matter what. If she is nisuin and is fully married before, then he loses the rights even before. But no matter what, there are no circumstances under which the father would retain the rights to be mefer nedarim after 12 and a half. And if the husband, of course, does, because the husband is able to mefer the nedarim of his adult wife for her entire life, for their entire marriage. So each of them has a strength to their right that the other does not have. The father has the additional right that if the husband dies, it fully reverts to him, and the husband has the additional right that he is able to be mefer, where his rights have greater power in a different way because he's able to be mefer even after the age of 12 and a half.